Friday afternoon in Clacton, nowhere else finer to be. And the reason we're sounding so optimistic is because we have just enjoyed another very charming, warm and toasty afternoon. I'm not the person to explain what this all means. The man who has got the ideas behind this and who makes people smile is, of course, Jono. So good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jason.
So should we recap, Jono? So the ethos, the idea behind warm and toasty in general.
In general, it's about, well, we hold memory afternoons. Currently, we're holding a project called Coast to Coast, which sees us travelling to retirement establishment, retirement clubs on the Essex coast. We're currently in Clacton. And the idea of the memory afternoons, of which we were talking a little while ago about, is really just about having an entertaining afternoon, sharing stories of times gone by, having a laugh. Did you want to explain what we did this afternoon?
Yeah, so we have been with some very, very fine ladies with the Clacton Widows Friendship Club, I believe is the correct phrase. And they were a wonderful bunch. How did you make contact with these ladies?
So we'd been working at a place, Walton-on-the-Naze, Havencroft Court, with a lovely group of residents who live in the retirement establishment there. And one of the ladies was a friend of one of the residents of the place at Havencroft Court, Lily, an absolute lovely lady. And she said to us, would you be able to come down to our place and meet with us regularly? And she was really keen. She gave us a long list of dates for about 3 months to come every fortnight. And we thought, doesn't it sound wonderful? Myself and Dawn, my wife, Clacton Widows Friendship Club. Yeah, sounds like a lovely idea. We've come here, it's only our second time here, and what a lovely group of people. They're happy to share their stories of their younger days. Today we were talking about growing up, going to school, playing games. So many stories of games today, wasn't there?
Yeah, so the basic format is it's really, really informal, and people are free to say or not say if they choose not to. And we go around in a circle, and really ideas bounce off each other. And some of those memories, through what someone else perhaps mentions, then get rediscovered. What was your one particular, was there any one particular favourite story from today which put a smile on your face or was quite poignant?
I think there was lovely stories. There was Rose's story of all the different games she used to play. A lady in her 90s recollecting so many games that she played when she was 5 or 6 was amazing to hear somebody's memories. Also, I think you may have captured some of Barbara talking about school and Shirley talking about school. Oh, there wasn't one to pick out, but there was just, it was just so nice to hear different stories and actually get a picture in your head by listening to these stories of what life was like in, well, the 30s, the 40s, we were concentrating on today. Just really endearing stories of yesteryear.
And that was for the first hour or so. And of course, it overran because people have got a lot of interesting things to say. Yes. And who are we to maybe interrupt these wonderful stories? Maybe an apology. So warm and toasty, the Warm and Toasty Club. Usually there is toast. It's not essential. There wasn't toast today. We had a break for tea and biscuits. It went down very well.
Yeah.
Very, very well indeed. After the tea and biscuits, then what happened, please?
So we, as you say, we do an hour or so of reminiscing. Then we have our break, and after that we invited a barbershop quartet, four gentlemen called Forefront, based in Essex, part of a bigger choir called the Essex Chordsmen. They've come and performed at lots of our shows. So what we're doing here currently, instead of having the end of season show, i.e. memory afternoons, reminiscence on a regular basis, followed by an end of season variety show, we're bringing some of the variety show elements into the memory afternoon. We're trialling it out because this is what suited this audience. So we're trying to be flexible to what their needs are. And this afternoon we had 25-30 minutes or so of Forefront singing wonderful barbershop songs, which went down a treat.
Yeah, we've got those on video, and I think what I found really, really, really decent to see was they performed the first few songs also. They got some polite applause. Come the end, people were singing along. So it's not a performance, it's quite interactive. So Jono, so we'll probably end with like one more question. So with Warm and Toasty, I see it, there's two strands, but they also do really, really cross over. And so of course the capturing all these social history stories are very, very important. But really, I think it's just about smiling and having fun and people getting together and sharing in their experiences. Is that how you currently view things?
Yeah, very much so. The most important thing is the face-to-face contact. And you heard it from a lovely lady called Edna at the end there, who said to us, what was it she was saying? That, you know, you really bring happiness.
You deliver happiness.
You deliver happiness. And we're chuffed to hear that, because what it's really about is being with people in a positive way and having a positive experience and having a laugh. And that's the key element. We love getting all the social history. We love capturing stories. But it's just nice being with people and sharing laughter and happiness.
And some of those stories are, of course, captured online. If people want to find out more, what would be a good place to start?
Start at our website, thewarmandtoastyclub.co.uk. You'll find podcasts, videos, lots of photos, and you can see more about our work there.
Fantastic. So that has been Jono from the Warm and Toasty Club here in sunny Clacton.
Hey.
It is actually sunny for February.
Sunny.
It is,
yes,
sunny.
Lovely.
Charming place to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.